Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.
This is ridiculous. Liverpool have done it again. Liverpool have done something simply sensational again. Liverpool have repeated history. Moments ago, they did something extraordinary in the transfer market. They went out and they made a statement signing, and they have just done it again. And I feel like everybody is missing the point as to why the Hugo Ekitike capture is quite so significant. And let me tell you why. This time last week, it looked destined for Hugo Ekitike to be heading to St. James's Park. It felt like he was going to be Eddie Howe's man. It felt like Newcastle United were going to do something truly, truly brilliant yet again. It felt like what they were going to do was create one of the best strike forces in the league. You know, they had that not long ago, Peter Beardsley, Andy Cole, and it felt like they were going to do it again. They were going to partner Alexander Isak with Hugo Ekitike. The Gallagate were getting ready to sing for Ekitike. Ekitike was going to have to find out what a Newcastle brown ale tastes like. He was going to have to find out what going to the Strawberry Pub was all about. And instead of that, just a week later, he is now off to Liverpool. Now, can you see the significance of this? Can you see how important and impressive it is to go and sign players when potentially your rivals are going to do just that? Do you know the statement that you make? Not only do you weaken Newcastle, but the statement that you make to the rest of the league. You can go and get their men. You are the dominant force. You are the champions for a reason. And you will strengthen when you are at your strongest. And that is what Newcastle now have to suffer. That is the ignominy that Newcastle have to suffer. They have lost their man because Liverpool have gone out into the window and yet again done something truly significant. Like it was moments ago that we were talking about the capture of Florian Wirtz. And think about what happened there. Everything that I've just said about Eddie Howe, everything that I've just said about the Man City faithful, anybody that has a season ticket on the Kippax, they were ready to welcome Florian Wirtz into their squad. And what's happened? Liverpool swooped. Exactly the same thing happened before. And then you got a situation where it was very, very embarrassing for Manchester City, because Manchester City suddenly started talking about the price of the player being too dear, that the full package was too expensive. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. The player chose Liverpool. And that's what's happened again. Ekitike has chosen Liverpool. Pep Guardiola tried to woo Florian Wirtz. He did everything that he could within his power to bring Florian Wirtz into Manchester City. But ultimately, the power of the champions was too strong. And that is what's happened here. And it really is simply massive. Like, just a little cajoling from the Liverpool hierarchy. Liverpool started making a few phone calls. And all of a sudden, Eddie Howe, he's lost his man. All of a sudden, the entire trajectory of what Newcastle are trying to achieve and also what Liverpool are trying to achieve, it totally changes. And the reason that this is so big and cannot be overstated is because it's a sea change. If you're a Liverpool fan and you are approximately my age, you will know that Liverpool haven't always been this club. Liverpool weren't always the club. They were once. But then they had about 30 years where they weren't the club that could go out and sign the players that other players wanted, that other teams wanted. They wouldn't be able to rival big, big, dominant winning machines in the Premier League. They couldn't do it. And there are countless examples of Liverpool nearly signing a player, that player choosing someone else. Countless examples. Nemanja Vidic, for example, was destined to go to Anfield. But what happened? Fergie's treble winning team, Fergie's dominant champions, decided to go and sign Nemanja Vidic. That's what happened. A little bit before that, what happened? Sol Campbell was going to leave Tottenham. It felt like he was going to Liverpool. It felt like Liverpool were going to get their man. Sol Campbell was one of the most dominant, impressive, impenetrable, immense centre-halves in world football. And it felt like he was going to Liverpool. But what happened? Arsene Wenger's double winners came along and swooped in and took their man. And this isn't only them. I mean, Damien Duff, when Chelsea signed Damien Duff. Damien Duff ended up at Chelsea when it looked like he was going to Liverpool. Petr Cech ended up at Chelsea when it looked like he was going to Liverpool. Arjen Robben ended up at Chelsea when it looked like he was going to Liverpool. And even worse, from a Liverpool fan's perspective, is when they were losing the jewel in the crown. They were losing Torres. They effectively became a selling club. Players were leaving Liverpool. Players that Liverpool fans idolised, like Torres, were leaving. Raheem Sterling, leaving. Mate, it's a brave new world because we are not living in that world anymore. Liverpool have gone and got their man. Those days I just spoke about are firmly in the past. Liverpool have not only got the man, they haven't only made the statement by getting their man, but yet again, they've weakened a rival. You know, I think Newcastle are an excellent team. I think Eddie Howe is a brilliant manager. Side point, I think Eddie Howe should be the England manager. But they are a rival. They are capable of causing Liverpool problems. They are capable of taking points off Liverpool. And let's face it, off the back of the trophy that they won last year, they are a threat for the Premier League title. Maybe not a favourite, but they are a threat. Going out and signing a player that they want to sign, a player that they believe will elevate them, not only are you strengthening yourself, but you're weakening them. You go and sign Florian Wirtz. Florian Wirtz was supposed to be the genesis of Pep Guardiola 4.0. And what have Liverpool done? Not only have they strengthened, they've gone and made the best signing that anyone will make this window, but they've weakened a rival. And it really is so impressive. And when you think about everything that Arne Slot has done, when you think about all of the brilliance that Arne Slot has done, think about his biggest results last year, I honestly believe that this summer's window belongs to him as well. It's almost like one of his biggest victories. Not compared to the Premier League, of course not, but I'm just saying that all of the victories that came last year, it feels like this window, this transfer window, the players that he has signed, it feels like this window is actually almost as significant as anything that they did last year individually. Like, it really is huge. And now we have such a shifting of the tectonic plates of football in this country that gone are the days where Manchester United are signing players that Liverpool want. Now it's the other way around. Liverpool are taking players from Manchester United. Manchester United were linked with Ekitike not long ago. I mean, last week it was Newcastle. A couple of years ago it was Newcastle. But fairly recently, Manchester United, it felt like Manchester United were going to sign Ekitike. He was going to be the elevation to Hoyland. He was going to be the player to rejuvenate the club. He was going to be the player to get the Stretford end singing in full voice again. And again, they have now missed out on their man. So it's big, big news. Big news for Liverpool. Because despite their attacking threat last year, and I'm sure Liverpool fans will agree with me here, Liverpool had goals galore in the team. You know, a very top-heavy team. Brilliant strikers, brilliant options, brilliant players. The centre-forward position itself has been a little bit of a problem. It's felt like there's been the conversation around elevating the options of Arne Slot's number nine for a long time. It feels like we've been talking about Darwin Nunez leaving Liverpool for well over a year. Liverpool fans have been aware that they need somebody new up front, somebody to reimagine that front line, somebody to lead that front line with a problem, because Mohamed Salah does what he does on one wing and he does it incomparably brilliantly. You've then got the same situation on the other wing. There are great options. I think that Luis Diaz is a wonderful little footballer. I really do. But through the middle, it's been a problem position because ultimately Darwin Nunez has not been good enough. But the upgrade has arrived. Like, he is a brilliant goal scorer at Ekitike. A brilliant goal scorer. Has such a fine eye for a goal. And that goal, I mean, the goal he scored against Tottenham Europa League, I mean, that was just outrageously brilliant. You know, so rapid, so good on the counter-attack. And he's had his move. He got the move to PSG, didn't he? And sometimes players need that. It's actually comparable, isn't it, to Salah getting the move to Chelsea, but then needing to go off to Basel and to Roma to find his feet to then rejuvenate, re-bloom and come back to the Premier League. That's comparable in as much as Ekitike got the move to Paris Saint-Germain. He then had to almost drop into an easier league with a slightly less glamorous team, prove what he's worth, prove the fact that he has such a great eye for a goal, prove that he can score against the best and prove that he can do it at the top level. And last season, he scored 22 goals in 48 games. For Frankfurt, by the way. So when you see that record, you can clearly see that he is ready for the next challenge. You can clearly see that he is the answer to a lot of what Liverpool need. And obviously, Liverpool were linked with Alexander Isak. Liverpool were huge and open admirers of Alexander Isak, as everybody would be. There's no surprise, is there, that Liverpool are admirers of Alexander Isak. I am an admirer of Alexander Isak. He is, in my opinion, the best striker in the league. Liverpool are the best football team in the league. Sometimes two and two makes a Christmas cake. The best striker in the league will often be playing for the best team in the league. And if he isn't playing for the best team in the league, the best team in the league will obviously be linked or eyeing him up, particularly when the second best striker in the league doesn't play for the best team in the league. The third best striker in the league doesn't play for the best team in the league. You can clearly understand why Alexander Isak would be on the radar of Arne Slot. You can clearly understand why Richard Hughes would be an admirer of everything that Alexander Isak is, because he is one of the most gifted footballers that is playing football at the moment. He's clearly ready for the next challenge. He's clearly capable of leading the line for the very best. And I think that Liverpool believe that they could get Isak. It's going to cost them a fortune. It's not going to happen now. It was going to cost them a fortune. And I think what Liverpool have done here is so intelligent, because what they have avoided is a protracted, drawn-out transfer saga that is distracting, it's unneeded, it's unhelpful, and ultimately, it can be damaging. So, could they have got Alexander Isak? I believe yes. I think that Liverpool have the allure, the history, the team, the fact they're champions, the icons within the team, a brilliant manager, the project of Liverpool Football Club, combined with the history of Liverpool Football Club, hearing your name serenaded by the cop, it's going to be appealing to a player like Alexander Isak. Linking up with Mohamed Salah, it's obviously going to be appealing for Alexander Isak. But Liverpool have decided to not pursue this, whether they could get their man or not. And I actually think it's an intelligent move. Because like I say, those drawn-out transfer sagas aren't healthy. Like Ekitike is effectively a Liverpool player. Ekitike will be playing in Asia on this tour with his Liverpool teammates in pre-season, ready to go. Whether they ended up signing Alexander Isak or not, that wouldn't happen. So getting your players in early, getting your statement signings in early, getting your team harmony in and ready early, it's exactly what Liverpool should do. I think it's a really sensible move. Yeah, could they have got Isak? Should they have gone for Isak? I can understand the allure of Alexander Isak, but I think they've made the right call here. Get Ekitike in, allow him to become the next Alexander Isak. The talent is there, the desire is there. The fact that he wanted Liverpool, I think, is so significant as well. It really is. You know, the reason why Ekitike is a Liverpool player and not a Newcastle player is because he chose Liverpool. The reason that he's not leading the line for Manchester United is because he chose Liverpool. Do you know how important it is to have players who want to play for your club? Players who embrace what playing for that football club means. And that is undoubtedly what's happened with Ekitike. Liverpool here, what's that now? Four signings, three statement ones. How? I mean, you know when people talk about the transfer race? The title race. You know, people are saying that Man City are going to be a new proposition next year, and you can see a world where Pep Guardiola's vision and the link-up of this new midfield, and Liverpool are going to take some stopping. They really are, because I just think that they look like they're already the best team in the country, and they already look a million times better than the team that they were last year. They've strengthened better than anyone else has strengthened. They're going to take some stopping, but Hugo Ekitike leading the line for Liverpool. I can't wait to hear what the cops sing for him. You know that. You know they're always very creative. They're always very good at this, aren't they? What will the cop bounce to? What will Anfield reverberate to around Hugo Ekitike? Tell you what, it's going to be a special season. But let's see how that looks. And also, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Liverpool's in and out. You know, we talk about transfer window. We often focus on players coming in. Liverpool have definitely done that when you look at their business so far. But they're going to have to start recouping some of this money. You know, Darwin Nunez, where will he go? Surely he'll be getting a move soon. You know, clubs have been linked. Saudi have been linked. So it wouldn't be surprising, would it, the way Liverpool conduct their business and how brilliantly it's all been going for them. They're going to end up recouping, what, the same amount they paid for Ekitike on Darwin Nunez or something ridiculous, aren't they? It's just happening for them at the moment. It really is. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you think Ekitike is the answer? Do you like the idea of him partnering Mohamed Salah? Really interested to hear what you have to say. I'm going to be in the comments the second this video goes live, so please do me one quick favour. Click subscribe if you're new around here. Let me know your thoughts. Give the video a like if you've enjoyed it. And I'll see you in a bit. Ta-da.